Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
The Soldotna Public Library kicked off its annual Kids Summer Reading Program Tuesday with a vibrant Color Our World celebration, drawing more than 100 participants for an afternoon of creativity and community fun. The event, hosted in partnership with the Soldotna Chamber of Commerce and local businesses Heather and Heather, served as a lead-up to Wednesday's Color Fun Run. Children decorated t-shirts for the run, created chalk art outside the library, enjoyed balloon animals, painted the kids' area windows, and took part in an in-library scavenger hunt.
It's a great kickoff for our summer reading event.
That was Kim McMillan, the library's program coordinator.
The scavenger hunt is a very popular thing, so we're going to have it up all month long for June, and we'll have a new one for all month of July.
She added that the library was excited to follow this year's national summer reading theme and work closely with local partners. The Color Fun Run begins Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. at the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge, with a group photo scheduled for 5:30 at the Soldotna Creek Park main stage. With more news, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly voted unanimously Tuesday night to approve a resolution setting new mill rates for property taxes in fiscal year 2026. The borough will reduce tax rates in 7 service areas, including Central Emergency Services, Kachemak Emergency Services, and the General Fund, as part of a broader effort to lower fund balances and reduce the tax burden on residents.
We're not a bank. The only reason for the Kenai Peninsula Borough's existence is to serve the people that agreed to support us becoming a borough and all of the services that they've supported through the years. So in meeting that mission statement at the best quality services at the lowest cost possible.
The only increase went to Seldovia, where residents asked for a small hike to keep the city's pool open through the winter. A proposed amendment to reduce the Bear Creek Fire Service Area rate failed after strong public testimony. That rate will stay at 3.25 mils. The new tax rates take effect on July 1st of 2026. A 41-year-old man is missing after a fall during a ski mountaineering trip on Denali's West Buttress Route, according to the National Park Service. The climber from Washington State fell Monday at Squirrel Point, a steep, icy 3,000-foot drop above Peters Glacier. He was not roped in at the time. His two teammates tried to locate him but could not make visual or audio contact and later descended to a lower camp to report the incident. Search efforts are currently on weather hold due to wind and snow but are expected to resume once conditions improve. Nearly 500 climbers are on the mountain this season. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
All crew members are safe after a fire broke out aboard a cargo ship south of Alaska's Adak Island. The ship was carrying 3,000 vehicles, including 800 electric vehicles bound for Mexico. Smoke was first seen coming from a deck loaded with the electric vehicles. The ship's management company, London-based Zodiac Maritime, said the 22 crew members began fighting the fire immediately but couldn't bring it under control. The crew members abandoned ship and lifeboats and were rescued by a merchant vessel. Zodiac says a tugboat was deployed to support salvage and firefighting operations. A University of Alaska Anchorage sprinter has been named the Great Northwest Athletic Conference Men's Track Athlete of the Year. According to a UAA release, Joshua Caleb won gold medals in the 100 and 200 meters at this year's GNAC Championships. Caleb was also part of the Seawolves gold medal winning 4x100 meters relay team. He is the 6th UAA men's track athlete in school history to win the award. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.